Oh shit. Oh shit. It's going off now.
Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. With me, Stephen Briggs.
What's going on?
Stand-up comedian extraordinaire. He's also making short films. He's going viral. His shit's out there.
Trying to make things happen.
You gotta blog. There's different streams, different pathways to connect. So we first met, I was working for a show called If I Can Dream. It was the first reality show on Hulu. And anyway, they come in one day and they go, look, the show is good, but we're gonna get rid of two members of our cast because they're not giving us what we want. So we all went, okay. And they're like, if you happen to know anyone, do a little legwork for us. And I was like a young, ambitious guy. And I'm like, I'm going to go hit the mics. And I see you do stand-up. I think, oh, this guy will be perfect for the show.
You're the only white guy in the audience. I was the only white guy, other white guy. So it was like, oh.
Hey. It did look like I was
comedy union.
The racist. But I did get numbers from a couple people. And then, like, you know. It worked out with you.
You know, it's weird. Like, a few other comics came to me. They're like, hey, yo, is that your manager? I was like,
Yeah, yeah. But then...
No, he's scouting talent. They're like, well, why didn't you tell my name? I was like, I don't know your name. These dudes.
That's so funny. Yeah, and also, you know, they were looking for someone in their 20s. And some of these guys started approaching me at the end of that night, too. And they're like, yo, I was dirty tonight, but I can also do clean. Then I was like... Look, man, like, they're looking for someone who's, like, between, you know, 20 and 24, you know, so it's just a black man. He's just fired up.
Tupac just walked by us, just underwear.
That's the thing. We're recording just people watching in Hollywood after you just did a set. So, yeah.
So who were they going to kick off the show? Because I watched it.
Yeah. Ben Elliott and Kara. They were like, they're not doing enough crazy shit. They're too boring.
I don't know them by names. I just know about what they were doing. Well,
Ben Elliott was like the actor model.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah, okay.
And Kara was the Christian who went to Baylor Theater School, and then they put her in a house in L.A., and then she got cast in a movie where she would have to show her tits, and she was like, I don't want to.
I would show my tits. Always.
Right? Yeah.
I would get butt naked in a movie, for sure.
Why not?
I'd be like, I don't give a damn, let's do this. I've noticed when someone's career starts going to shit, they just do porn, and bam, they're back again. So I'll be like, okay, whatever we need to do, whatever means necessary, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
let's make it happen. Boom. Okay, you need to see my penis. For Gangster Marshall, that dude, I forgot his name, the lead in that.
Oh, yeah.
He showed his dick.
Yeah.
He's famous now. Oh. Big time.
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel, huge. I didn't know who Jason Segel was before that movie.
Exactly.
Did you?
Well, he was on Freaks and Geeks, as you look back.
Yeah, but
you're
Freaks
like,
and
okay.
Geeks didn't really get popular until, it became more of a cult classic. It wasn't popular until all those people got famous. My buddy does this thing called shirtless movie reviews, mm-hmm. where he'll go on YouTube, he does a video of himself with his shirt off, and he'll review the movie, and then he sends it to me to critique it. I don't know why.
The visual effects weren't as good as I was hoping for, but then again, this is the end, so they're not going to be the best because it's based on basically kind of improv spontaneity. You could probably wait maybe to see it in the movie.
I always tell him he should shave his chest more. So I saw it, and he gave that movie a bad review, and I was just like, hell no. And so he's like, why don't you come on my channel, and we'll do a shirtless movie review together, and we'll battle each other. I was like, no, that's too far. I don't need to go. I know I said I'd be naked something, but not naked with you, good sir.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you wanted more of, like, if it was your character was getting naked for some reason.
I just don't want to fight for a movie while I'm naked. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you have a blog.
Yeah, I do have a blog. I actually just released one today, mm-hmm. about hooking up with Chris Angel's girlfriend.
I was reading this.
Oh, you did?
And what's the deal with a chick who starts bragging that her ex-boyfriend's Chris Angel? It's like, oh no, if you take me to Vegas, you gotta take me in the Luxor suite or better. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't get why you would brag about that. First of all, like, Chris Angel is the Dane Cook of the magic world, okay? So you don't want to brag about that, you know? It's like you know, like, people that are Christian, but they don't want to tell their friends that they're Christian.
Yeah.
Like, you like it, but you're like, you don't want anyone else to know you like it. You're like, yeah, he's cool, but around other people, you're like, that guy sucks. So, like, I'm like, why are you telling me this?
Yeah.
And she was just like, yeah, I dated Chris Angel, da, 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 da. And I was like, this girl's hot, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care, like... The more talking, the less you're giving me a chubby, okay? Like, let's just close the mouth But yeah, then my buddy sent me some pictures, and I was like, wow, she really did create date.
Yeah, and you put all those pictures up.
I put pictures up. I was like, all right.
Well, she's got them out there. If she's bragging about it, it's like the second thing that she says when... I used to be Chris Angel's girlfriend.
When she dies, on her headstone, it's going to be like, dated Chris Angel.
It's like, you don't get IMDb's for sucking dick off camera, okay? Who cares who you fucking dated? You're a person. Why are you name dropping dicks that you've had? Get the fuck out of here.
Like, yeah, you,
it's such a Hollywood
movie. It is a Hollywood. Because, like, when regular people talk to someone, they try to tell someone about, like, the accomplishments you had in your life. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, I went to Harvard, or my father, do you know who my father is?
Yeah.
But she's like, I sucked Chris Angel's dick! Ah, believe!
He was doing stage shows, and I was the bitch! Yeah. I was his bottom bitch!
I'm like, geez, Louise, but yeah, I mean, whatever floats the boat, you know? It is Vegas, so he has a Vegas show out there, so maybe that kind of has some cool thing to do with it, but... Everyone that has, like, a show out there, I don't think they're even really that... Besides David Copperfield, like, who else do you got out there? You got Louis Anderson, and, like, no one's like, I gotta get these Louis Anderson tickets, you know what I mean? Like,
and you get to the angioplasty room, you lay on the table, it's an amazing time we live in. I look up, there's my heart on a monitor. I knew it was my heart, too, because that thing was wrapped in bacon.
I'm Louis Anderson. You know, Louis Anderson is, like, known to, you know, have you ever encountered him? He's kind of known to put gay moves on people.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, he's gay.
I'll get you in a show. Like, he talks exactly like Mitzi Shore, you know?
Oh, yeah, I've heard tons of stories of that. He walks around with his boyfriend. I mean, that's cool, you know what I mean?
No, that's fine, but, you know, I heard that, you know,
he'll make a move on, like, a young comic?
Yeah, and, like, some of them are big names now, and they're, like, you know, like, Bert Kreischer, I think, has a story where he's...
I'll get naked for movies and Louis Anderson.
But you ain't taking your shirt off for your movie review.
Yeah.
So, did you draw a dick on a drunk heckler's face? You know, the drunk heckler is a wily thing to deal with. And I saw some Facebook pictures where you... seem to have gotten back in the best way possible.
Yeah, man. I was doing this show, and it was, like, media night at Sapphire. So they had, like, the news crews there and stuff. And I was, like, I went up, and they had, like, a 2.5-hour open bar before the show. So everyone's really drunk. And this dude right in the front row just keeps on, and he's, like, ruined my set. So I'm, like, there's no way I can get away with material. I got to take care of this. And one of the magicians dropped a marker, a Sharpie, on the floor. And didn't pick it up. And I saw that thing, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be the best. So I convinced the guy to come on stage and close his eyes, and I drew this fat dick on his face. And he just walked around all night like that. He didn't even know, I don't think. But he was really
nobody
drunk.
Told him.
He was super drunk, man. I've never seen, like, someone that looks so close to my father
was
be that drunk.
Was the crowd going bananas?
They were going, yeah. Like, yeah, they were
so
they fun. Yeah, they were going blueberries, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, they dug it. It was cool.
Another time that we saw each other do stand-up was the Empowerment Project.
Yeah.
That place down there. And that's a black room. And I ate shit a bunch of times. Now
that room?
They're not doing it anymore, the Empowerment Project.
No.
But let me tell you something. Black people go crazy for a couple things. Number one, they go crazy when they hear my last name. My mail carrier recently caught on to this. She handed me a parcel I got from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Rings the doorbell, and she goes, "You holla back!" Lose your fucking mind. You know what else black people lose their mind to? You beatboxing. And just at the Empowerment Project, I had a white fucking, you know, waspy white people problems that nobody wanted to hear. This guy's beatboxing, so.
I think everyone likes the beatboxing, man. I don't know what it is. Like, they're like, hey. Like, even, like, I'll go do, like, even older people like it, too. Like, old, like, traditional, like, white people are like, kid, that beatboxing you did up there, that was something. You should stick with the beatboxing.
Yeah,
that's cool. And I'm like, all right, hey, okay. But, yeah, man, I've been doing that for a while now. And now I, like, just happens to flow in my act sometimes. But, like, it's weird. Like, if I do it and, like, some rapper's there, he'll be like, we need to collab.
Have you been in the background on any demos?
I've done a few beat recordings for a few rappers and, like, a few DJs and stuff like that.
Oh,
I don't
cool.
know what they've used it for, though. I've never asked to, like, see the final product.
Yeah.
I'm like Johnny Depp. I don't want to look at my work. You know? I'm like,
I hate myself.
Yeah, after I do it, I'm like, I don't need to see it, okay? Let's just leave it there. has its own essence, its own aura.
I've painted my Mona Lisa in beet.
Yeah.
I will walk away solemnly knowing the perfection of my performance.
All right.
As mentioned, the beatboxing abilities.
Okay. Oh, something.
Hey, now. That is, you know, that beatboxing, you should stick to that. That's good. You gotta go places.
My, it's so funny because my dad doesn't get it. Like, I'll be, I remember when I first started doing it, I'd be sitting around him and doing the beats, and he's like, hey, can you stop that? Shit's annoying me. What the hell are you doing? You're spitting all over the place. Kick your ass for that.
But now you weave it in.
Yeah, now I weave it in. It's cool. It's a cool little trick. It's almost, I consider it almost like a magic trick, because everyone's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
So it's a cool little thing.
Did you pick it up at a rave? Did you get into Molly for a semester and really go rave out and then find out and then understand what electronic music was all about?
What happened was I was on tour with this group called Thick-Headed Tour, and they were all into dubstep music, and I never heard dubstep music before, and I just really did not. They played it all the time. It was just robots and all that noise coming at you, and it just killed me. So I was like, okay, I'm writing a bit about this.
Keep going.
Yeah, so I wrote a bit about it, and then I was like, I want to be able to like add, make sure it sounds like legit when I'm doing it on stage. So then I just learned how to do it, and then after that, I just kept on doing beats and stuff like that.
So that tour, they were just big dubstep guys?
It was like 8 guys on tour with me, but not all comics. There were like camera crew and manager with us and stuff like that. And they, every time we're in there, me, 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 me. I'm like, oh my God, you can't concentrate. You know, I'm like very, I try to be very zen-like, you know what I mean? I'll do a little bit of meditation. I try to eat well, do stretching in the morning. Ugh. So yeah. All that was like throwing off my chi and everything. I was killed me.
I'm starting to do a little charity work with the Highway Diary podcast, so I'd like to play a commercial. So this is a new partnership I'm in.
Highway Diary is proud to announce a sponsorship partnership with the Cedars-Sinai Children's Hospital. Here's how this works. It's called Dollar Blow Job for Charity, and what happens is every time a fan sends in a submission with a picture, you know, height and weight, bust size, all that sort of stuff, and they say, I want to donate to charity, they give me a blowjob, and for that, then I give a dollar to the Cedars-Sinai Children's Hospital for charity. So this is what I come up with. So this is real. Send an application through my website. Give me a dollar blowjob for charity, people. You hate children with cancer? Then don't give me a blowjob.
Of course, the best part is every dollar I donate is tax deductible. You can get free blowjobs if you know the tax code.
I wanted to, oh, someone's coming up to you right now. Look at this.
Hey, what's up?
A homeless woman has just attacked the car.
Yeah. I'm cool. I'm okay. What's up?
She wants to be on the show.
Oh, okay. She sees we're recording.
Is that Eric? Is that Eric Hollaback?
See, black people go crazy when they hear Hollaback. They lose their minds. They just walk off from the street and just look at their face.
She
right
wanted
at the glass.
She wanted to donate. She's like, oh, let me give you a blowy real fast.
Yeah, she probably heard that and came out this woodwork.
I introduced my Japanese friend to my Muslim friend, and now all they do is sake bombs. New joke going in the set now. You guys liked it. You guys approved it. Nice. I don't know about you guys, but I love. Oh, you're crying. You're so funny. You're crying. I love that. Hold on. Let's just say I was in the supermarket, and this girl comes up to me. She goes, "Oh my God, how old are you?" And I was like, "I'm 23. Why?" She's like,
you're old enough to buy me alcohol. And I was like, well, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 18. I'm like, you're old enough to blow me.
I've been thinking about this a lot lately. Is like, I went to Eugene Lang College. I went for writing. The writing program is phenomenal.
Really, for screenwriting?
No, just writing. Well, I learned fiction, short fiction writing, which no one in the fucking planet makes a fucking living with.
So you wanted to write books before?
No, I wanted to write screenplays and comedy sketches, but that was...
Why don't you just take screenwriting then, class?
I did take a class. I also took a business of screenwriting class.
Oh, okay.
Stop interviewing me. Hold on.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, my acting classes were a bunch of, like, pretend, morph into a cat, morph into this. Let's do Shakespeare. Let's do this shit. And I'm getting, like, the more and more I get into my career, I wish that instead of fucking, pretend how to be a cat, teach me how to make a YouTube video. Teach me how to, you know what I mean? Like,
well, YouTube, when you were doing the cat thing, wasn't that popular.
That's true. So. But you know what I mean? They're not still teaching doctors, like, leech bloodletting. They're not going, if you have a headache, you should drill a hole in... They've updated what they teach in college to doctors, okay? Why are we still morphing into cats as the fucking, internet? Like, what do you really want to do?
Morphed into a cat, so I don't know. I don't know about that experience.
Yeah, have you ever been in, like, some snobby acting class where it's, like, Meisner techniques, where it's, like, I'm an apple, you're an apple, I'm an apple.
Okay, when I first moved out here to L.A., I was starting to do stand-up, and this agent saw me. He's like, I want to sign you. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. But he's like, I want you to start doing acting. And I was like, I don't know, I'm not really into it. He's like, come on, man, go to this acting class. I got you a class for free. Check it out, see what you think. So I go to the class, and the first game they taught me was that game you were just talking about. It's like, hey, I like your blue shirt. 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 That was the game. And I was working at a hotel at the time, and James Franco walks in. And I go, this is my chance. To, like, act with James Franco.
Yeah, yeah.
So he comes up, and he's, like, drunk as shit. And he's like, hey, where's the bathroom? I'm like, hey, where's the bathroom? And he's like, yeah, where's the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, where's the bathroom? And he's like, do you know who I am? I'm James Franco. I'm like, do you know who I am? I'm James Franco. And he walks off. I was like, yeah, I think I won that one. Okay. Yeah, he walked away first, right? That means I won, right? There's no Green Goblin in town. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
So like 10 minutes later, my boss walks over and he's like, hey, did you just tell James Franco that you're James Franco? And I got really scared because I just started working at this job and I didn't want to lose my job. So I was like, oh shit, I should just break the ice a little bit. So I looked at him and I was like, hey, did you just tell James Franco that you're James Franco? And then he just fired me. He was pissed. I had enough of your shit. Get out of here. So I got fired because of acting.
It's hard to keep a day job, you know, when you're also trying to be an artist. Me, you know, I put... Anyway, I'm still pissed I got fired from that. But I'm doing stand-up. It's like, I got sacked and then I'm like right back to the stand-up circuit right away. And then I saw at Flappers on like Tuesday night, this guy dressed up in women's underwear and had a full mental breakdown on stage. And I'm like,
my gosh.
I'm back to stand-up. I'm back.
Back to that weird life.
Kidneys fail, treasure trail, ginger snaps, anus prolapse. They'll reconstruct what I just fucked. They'll reattach your blown out snatch. You my gray hair, baby girl, I shoot you a necklace that's made of pearl.
I was on a different podcast called the Self-Indulgent Podcast, and I revealed on that show that me and Sean Lewin's grandma are in love, and I made a love song. I'm trying to interweave new advertisements in the show, and I got a Sony Cybershot, great camera, because I took a picture of my dick in Sean Lewin's grandma's mouth. And I posted it to the Craigslist Anything Goes Mature Woman section. I was getting a lot of positive feedback. Lots of positive feedback. Lots of requests to show up to parties and stuff. So it's a great camera. If you want a good camera, the Sony Cybershot. And let me tell you something. Makes a good money shot. Sean Lewin's grandma knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Short smells like egg, but your pussy's still valid. Just open your legs and I'll toss your salad. I never felt love like this. Watch your wrinkles, catch my piss. Put a pee on your face, Sean's grandma. Early in the morning,
my pussy smells like eggs. Just bring home the bacon. Breakfast is between my legs. I'm way past menopause. Try to make me bleed. I don't need to sit, but I need to shit your seed.
The Forbidden Dimensions. That is a movie that you got cast in. So the acting, sometimes you do weird stuff, but you got...
I played a monster that, and I'm wearing prosthetics and you can't see my face.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, how'd you get involved with this?
Well, one of my buddies has been doing horror films for a while. He directs and writes horror films, Chris J. Miller. And he ended up doing this film. He's like, I want you to do this weird character, this weird monster that works at this... I'm not sure exactly where I was working. Maybe a hospital or something. And so I put the prosthetics on. And I went in there and I was like, I've never seen like a gay monster before. So I wanted to do a gay monster. So I was like, welcome to the Duck Factory. And he got really upset. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, dude, like my monster's like welcoming people. First of all, maybe he should be a little more joyous. Now we've never seen a gay monster. He's like, no, I need you to be like, raw, raw, raw. I didn't do that. I just kept doing the gay voice. I think in post, he just like raised my voice level. So now I sound raw, 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 raw.
He distorted you.
He distorted me.
I kind of sympathize because I do a lot of editing to make myself not sound like such an idiot on this podcast. But, you also make a lot of short films.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be making a few short things right now with this dude who, Lance Allen, who's on Stevie TV right now on VH1. We're supposed to be doing a few sketches together. So we're working out a few ideas. And we're going to shoot him, and I don't know, he's going to maybe pitch him or something. I don't know what he'll do with him.
Cool, man.
I'm shopping. I'm out of the L.A. dating scene. I'm shopping around, you know, because hot pussy's like the peso in the Ukraine right now. You know what I mean? You get a Ukrainian bride in the mail. It's a couple problems, though. Getting a Ukrainian bride in the mail is a lot like getting a dog from the pound, because they've seen some crazy shit in their past. You know what I'm saying? When you first get them, they're like scared of thunder. They might pee the bed, but that's just like a territory thing, a Ukrainian bride, you know? They might also chop up the couch and make a nest. It's cultural debriefing. But definitely get an RFD chip in their neck, just in case they get any bright ideas and want to run away. You can track them. These are jokes, people. No, human trafficking's not normally a comedy subject. I'm not traditional. I'm way off the rails. What the hell is this? So Ukrainians, yeah. I played Monopoly. I ever played Monopoly with a communist? Takes forever.
Here's another thing. I'm a little out of it, too. I started Muay Thai.
Oh, wow.
I started going to the Muay Thai Academy of America, and oh my god, it's the funnest shit ever.
Really? I think they'd just be hardcore. Kick again.
I was really scared. We started doing this one thing, and he basically said that we're supposed to kick each other's shins and block and learn how to, like, block kicks and, like, check kicks. And
yeah.
I was like, I do not want to collide shins with any of the motherfuckers in this room.
Yeah.
Like, that is bad. But we just kind of shadow boxed it at, like, 5%. But that really freaked me out. But
yeah, kicking someone at, you gotta...
Yeah.
Ooh, I always see that, like, in MMA when they kick each other's shins, and I'm like, damn, one shin kick and I'd be done.
Yeah.
I'd be on the floor. Like, I'd be... like, I feel like that's how you could win fights on the street. Like, kick some guy in the shin, yeah. And he's like, ah, damn it.
Yo,
ah.
I hit my shin on the coffee table, and I'm, like, down.
Right? Yeah, you're in the most pain. You're like, oh, why?
You can't...
Oh, I'm tapping out to the table. I'm like, damn it, you've won. Oh.
You can't do that in an amateur fight. You'd be left out there. You never live that shit down.
That's why I've been waiting to see, like, since all these people are, like, MMA so big right now.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for some guy, like, some buff guy to, like, that only works out his upper body but doesn't work out his legs. You see those guys that are all buff at the top?
Yeah.
To try to fight somebody. Like, come at me, bro, come at me. And the guy kicks him in his leg. And he's like, ah! Man down!
I didn't inject steroids there.
Yeah. He's like, bros, help me, get me out of here. Charlie Horse.
So have you done any martial arts?
I was on the wrestling team in high school, and then I did some kickboxing with a guy named Brendan Vera.
Who, I know Brendan Vera.
Okay,
yeah.
He fought in the UC a couple times. So I did that, and we did a little jiu-jitsu. I'm not, like, that great at it.
So did he have his gym?
It was over in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And then I did boxing for a while, too.
Yeah. Do you think that, you know, everyone makes metaphors like, oh, you're going to kill the audience or you're going to fight them. But I really think it does. It's helping my brain. I've only done 3 classes now in 4 days, but it's helping my brain, like, you know.
Kickboxing is helping your brain just all through the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the endorphins, right?
And I guess so.
Yeah, you
I
just feel more. Great. Yeah, it's endorphins.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're just like, but oh, you feel like right for the day.
So much. It just charges you up for stand-up.
Oh, I don't know. I don't work out anymore.
You don't work out.
Not
anymore.
At all. I'm like the laziest guy ever.
I just started. Like, I've been.
I don't put clothes on until I have to go somewhere. So, yeah, I'm just super lazy. I'll be like, oh, it'll be like. Probably 8 at night, and my significant other will walk into the house, and she'll be like, well, you're still naked? I'm like, yeah, I'm just sitting there on the computer, like, what's up? Oh, I'm getting some work done. I just didn't feel necessary.
Yeah.
So just naked all day. So yeah, I'm pretty, like, lazy.
Well, that's the lifestyle of the comedian.
Just to sit around until 8, butt naked, just,
There you go. Because you know why? We can. That's why we do it.
Because we can. Helps me write better.
Oh, my God. This week that I've had off is, like, the first week I've had off in so long. Because I, like, busted my ass at this company called Deluxe. And then this reality show I worked so hard on. So just, like, all I'm doing now is Muay Thai. And it's, like, the fucking greatest thing I've ever done in my life.
Where is that?
It's called the Muay Thai Academy of America in North Hollywood.
Have you got to spar anyone?
No.
You don't want to spar.
Well, you just hit pads.
Oh, okay.
And do jump rope and workouts and stuff, but you hit pads.
Man. Oh, man, that's great.
So great. But you do block when they hit you with the pads, you know.
So they only hit you with pads. No one's trying to, like, get in the ring and do 3 rounds.
No, no. And I wouldn't, because this is my fucking 4th class.
Does everyone in there look like a killer or what?
There's a lot of killers.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, you know. But they're all really nice, and everyone's super happy because they have that endorphin.
They have a great day. I know. I need to start working out, man. I tell myself every day I'm going to work out, but I just can't seem to put clothes on.
But do you think that fighting experience, that martial art experience, gives you a certain edge on stage? You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just feel more like regular, out-of-shape people aren't going to beat me up. I'm like, I'm not going to get beat up. But then again, there is Roy Nelson, so you know what I mean? That guy is huge with a huge belly, but I'm never, like, intimidated, like, by someone who's, like, out of shape, and they're like, oh, kick your ass. I'm like... Dude,
no,
like,
I guess what I mean.
Yeah, have you? You haven't ran in forever. Like, try to run for 5 minutes. Like, you're gonna be so tired chasing me. Like, and that's when I win. That's when I win because they're so tired.
Start cardio.
Oh yeah, then you just cardio them. You just jump on them and like ah. Ah, ah.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is psychologically, do people that train boxing have an edge in stand-up? Because I don't know.
Chael Sonnen's pretty funny.
Yeah, he is.
GSP's not, so I don't know. Like,
that's true.
I don't think GSP would be good at stand-up. I feel Chael Sonnen would be good at stand-up.
But I guess because I've studied comedy my whole life, that this experience is... like, there's lessons learned. Like, there's a certain swagger I can walk around with knowing that I could throw a nice middle kick, you know?
I'm not
flexible enough
You can high kick an audience member because they'll be sitting down. So the head's right there, soccer style.
But it's not
even
about fighting. It's just about, like, you know what I mean? A certain, I don't know.
Yeah, so it feels good knowing that if you got into a fight, you're as ready as you could be. Or you're more ready than the day before.
I don't even think it's about fighting. It's just like a confidence.
Have you ever gotten into a fight before?
Yeah.
You have?
In high school, yeah.
Only one.
Well, I just punched a kid once in the face, and then he didn't do anything. He just kind
of
leaned back.
Why'd you punch him in the face?
Well, it's a long story. You know, he was, like, being just real creepy and, like, hugged my girlfriend and just wouldn't leave us alone.
Oh, really?
And then he, like, followed us as we walked away from lunch, and I'm like, I don't even know what else to do. So I just turned around and punched him in the eye, and he just kind of took it.
He probably, because he was like, oh, my gosh, like, this woman, I can't let her get away. There's only one of her. There's not another one made.
Right.
He's like, I must go and try to hold her and... you know, spend these last moments with her, and then you came and punched him in the face. Maybe he thought you were a weird, creepy guy. He's like, this guy punched me for complimenting his woman. He's like, how could he be mad at me for trying?
But he was just being fucking annoying. You
really?
Know that thing of where he just...
I never get mad at the guy. Like, if a guy fucks my girlfriend, I won't get mad at him because I go, well, you know what? He's just trying. You know what I mean? He's just doing what he can to hook up with this girl because he finds her attractive and he likes her.
Right.
I can only get upset at the girl because I'd be like, well, you know, we're dating. You can control yourself. But the guy I can never get mad at. I'm like, in fact, I'll give him a high five. I'm like, good job, dude.
And also, you were with a girl who was also with Chris Angel.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
those
so,
are the that's, circles
it's like,
you're
it's like Chris Angel. You can't get mad at me. Don't throw none of that black magic towards my way, baby.
Yeah.
So, you it's know, her fault.
You guys are spiritually connected yeah, via
I know.
The same
it's weird that it's weird that Chris Angel and I are Eskimo brothers.
Like, yeah, dude.
That blows my mind. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. All right, well.
Tunnel buddies.
Yeah, like you know there's like that 6 degrees of separation, but it's like 6 degrees or like of semination, you know?
No, I hear you. I got you. Hey, let's do some news stories,
okay,
huh?
Let's do it.
Speaking of martial arts, a man draws a samurai sword to break up a fight on a Phoenix light rail train. So,
was the sword real?
Yeah, I guess he was coming from a martial arts class or whatever. Or maybe just rolls around with a knife just in, or a sword just in case. Two guys started fighting each other. Two guys started fighting each other, and then he goes, stop fighting! And then he goes, oh, fuck it, you know? And then they just beat it.
I like how he challenged their fight. Like, they're yeah. having a squabble, and he challenges it with death. He's
right.
like, pulls out a sword, he's like, stop. All right, well, slice and dice. Which is infinitely more worse than yeah. these two guys fighting. Like, I'm going to get in this, but I'm going to kill some people is what he's saying. He's like, I will finish you.
If someone throws one more punch, that person's head's going to get cut off.
Who's walking around with a samurai sword, too? Like, what are you, a character from a video game?
You're just and you're just, around? He's just waiting for something like this to go down.
He was so he ready.
Just, he's just white-knuckling it. I hope someone does anything where I can pull this out and look like
a
badass.
Who owns a samurai? If you ride public transportation, you can't own a samurai sword, okay? You can't just walk the streets like you're some decent human
he
being.
He keeps it in his bag.
Oh,
man.
He keeps his bag.
No. Or maybe it was like a walking stick. Then like he threw the stick part at their face. Then they're like, whoa, what was that?
Who
threw that wood stick at me? And then this guy's just chilling there with a sword.
Break
it up.
Oh my word.
Anyway. So Bain Capital, like a Romney evil corporation. They're a hedge fund. They're, you know, they're fucking Vietnamese orphans that are 12 years old in the mouth on vacation. That's what they're doing. They're killing endangered animals on safaris. You know what I mean? They're paying top dollar to, like, chop off an Aboriginal woman's head on their on their retreats. You know, they also own voting machines.
Wow, man. See, it's like, they've been saying this for a while, that there's been something, you know, kind of scammy going on with these voting machines, and I see that it's so easy to be done.
Yeah.
Like, how hard would it be, you know, you're paid to collect the votes in one area, and how hard would it be is to look through a few and go, oh, well, I'm going to pull these out and just put these in my back pocket or put this in my bag with my samurai sword and lock that up and walk away.
If anyone does anything with taxes, I will cut their heads.
Because there's not even security there. You know what I mean? There's no one watching really that well. So I think it'd be easy to, you know, pull a few votes here and there, you know, at the end of the day, oh, you've pulled.
And look at, like, there's people say that corporations pull the strings of the elected officials. More evidence. Evidence. We got the documents now, people.
It's, well, with the internet, man, there's so much more evidence that's coming in. So, like, did you hear that thing? This blew my mind. Like, they were saying that the guy from the Boston Marathon that got his legs blown off is an actor.
Is he, really?
I don't know, but they were like, he's an actor. And then they showed a video of them. They showed video of troops, like, preparing for an actual war zone, and they used amputee actors in the things to make it more realistic and stuff.
At the same place?
No, at a different place. It showed them preparing for that before the Boston Marathon.
Before those people, those same policemen went to go.
No, not those same people. They were just showing that, they're saying that this was a staged bombing. And then they showed how they staged the same thing and then used amputee actors in staged war zones. So when I saw the video, and then I was like, they said, hey, this guy's an actor. And then I looked up pictures to see if I could find any pictures with this guy with legs before. I couldn't find one picture.
Yeah, because they blown up his whole family and killed everybody and deleted him off the internet. Here's the thing.
I was like, what the heck is going on? You know, like, I don't know if it's true or not, but I was like, damn, that is pretty compelling. Like, all this, you could just throw on the internet and sway some people's ideas, you know, so...
Yeah, for more security, you know, this happened, and then it's this PR thing, then the PR, you know, every channel, wherever you turn it on, is all about the same thing. This is important, this is important. And what is it? Like, you know, you can film any news story, like a news story, you know, any, stuff is happening every day, so it's like, what do those people who own voting machines, who own networks, like, what they put on the TV to distract you and... Ugh.
I know, right? My favorite thing, though, is George Bush's painting now. Have you seen his painting work?
He's painting
now?
Yeah,
he paints himself naked.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's serious. You gotta check it out.
Shut the fuck up.
Check it out, man.
He's painting himself naked?
Yeah. He's painting all kinds of stuff, like dogs and stuff, but he's just like, you know, after I got out of the...
Yeah. It's a tasteful nude.
Yeah, yeah, after he got out, he's like, you know, I just had this passion in me I didn't know I had, and I started painting, and it paints wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he does all these paintings, and I'm like, wow, he's actually really good. Like, he may be better at as a painter than... Maybe that was his true calling, you know what I mean? Like, president was not his true calling. It was painting. He just found out too late.
I think he primes the canvas with Native American tears, and all the red is actual blood.
Oh,
anyway.
My God.
A Oregon City couple's bulldog puppy was stolen at gunpoint. So, in Oregon, this couple was robbed by... And they're like, give me your wallets! And they had guns, and they're like, no. And then the guy was like, And so he just grabbed their dog, you know, at gunpoint. And the dog is worth, like, $2,000, you know?
So they put a thing like, if anyone sees this dog...
I guess they just ran a news story. They filed it, and they had a picture of the dog in a little wheelbarrow, or what is that?
I wonder what the guy's going to do with the dog. Like obviously, this is what I think. I don't think he wanted the dog, but once you're there, you need to make a point. Like, what? Yeah. I'll shoot you. No, you won't. No, you won't. I'm not going to give you my money.
I don't want to shoot you.
And he's like, what? And they called him on his bluff, so he's like, I can't shoot him. I got to do something, though. Punch him, that's too violent. I'll steal your dog, and just grabs their dog and runs off with their dog, like, because he has to make a point.
It is a pretty good, like, crime.
His man like hood was like stripped because they wouldn't do anything. He's like, screw you, I'm gonna make a point and stole the little dog.
And if I punch them, then there's all the medical bills that I'd have to pay for if I'm caught.
I don't even think the gun had bullets in it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, the gun didn't even have bullets in it. I'm still wondering if it's even real. It was a real gun. It might have been a stage gun.
Oh, were the
police... Maybe an L.A. stage gun.
They were working on this the day before in the same location, right? With fake puppy actors. Puppy actors? You know, trained dog actors are worth a lot. You know, that they rent for Hollywood movies and stuff. So, that's on the Black Ops
it's
project.
It's just a scam. Yeah, it didn't even really happen. Like, that was all a setup.
They're just putting this news story to, you know, not to sway us from the alien overlords.
It was actors.
So what do you think about aliens? Do you think that, with all the conspiracies that we've been talking about, really, when you get to the top of Freemasonry, you just shake hands with the top Freemason who's an alien. And he's like, talks about these ancient bloodlines. You know, what's going on?
You know, one of my buddies, Cliff, is really into aliens and stuff. And he says some pretty wild stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow. And there's so many stories and stuff like that, but there's not really a good one about, like... So, like, how you know how they're, like, you just read the news story about how they have the votes all scrambled up and stuff like that. Like, that's like, oh, man, that's some pretty, makes me think, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The Boston Marathon thing, that made me think. There's nothing really good on like that on aliens, I feel. Like, a good one that makes me go,
Those
when I'm sleeping at night, like, when I'm about to go to bed, there's not one that makes me think about it for a while before I can't get to bed. Aliens might take me.
There was that press conference where all those generals who were like high-ranking officials in the U.S. military, all disclosed their stories in one press conference.
About
aliens? Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the military rightly came to the conclusion, if they're hostile, there's nothing we can do about it. Therefore, their choice was to deny it and to hush it up. and create the National Security Act of 1947, which validated that deception and covered it up and allowed the group to go underground, as it were. And we've been living with that now for 50 years. Eventually, it came away from the fear, I believe, of not being able to protect and do their duty to the notion of power and control, controlling the knowledge and the technology.
What did they say?
They were just saying that, you know, they were working on certain bases and they were getting intelligence and about, like, you know, technology and stuff from the aliens, but they couldn't always trust them and... You know, so like,
they said they talked to aliens.
Yeah.
But they didn't see them. So they could be a hacker.
I think so. And also, it's so creepy. It's like, you know, when you get, like, to be a general, you never know what, like, that's such a high-level shit, and this might be a total conspiracy.
Think about this,
theory.
Though. The general, Okay, he is a general. He's a badass, right? But technology is hit when he doesn't give a shit. So he doesn't know anything about technology. So he goes, the aliens are talking to us, and it's just like a hacker that got to him. He's an old man. He doesn't know nothing about technology. So you can't trust the general.
Or it could just be
I don't trust. I don't trust the chicken, okay? The colonel. I don't trust him. I'm not going to trust the general.
Sanders.
Yeah, I'm not going to trust the general.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Discredited.
Captain Crunch, I don't trust him either. See what I mean? Like, I'm not going to trust the general.
Count Chocula.
What does the general do? He sells auto insurance, okay? Like, I'm not going to trust the general.
Just some general in the U.S. military.
Yeah,
what did you see?
Yeah, exactly.
How many hookers did you kill?
You know who I would believe, though? Like, if they were like, I saw aliens, I would believe someone that worked at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
they seem like they see a lot of crazy shit, and they're always on point with it.
Yeah,
they got no reason to lie because people treat them like shit already. So they're gonna be like, you know what? If I see something crazy, it's going down.
Yeah,
they're going down.
Gonna defend their 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's man. Because even in
that mentality, that street mentality.
I feel like that's where they would want to. If aliens were gonna come anywhere, it's like, why wouldn't you hit some place? Like a 7-Eleven. Because you're probably high. Like if you're an alien. You know what I mean? Like, I'm coming. I'm flying through space. You know what I think? Like aliens, if they were flying, it'd be like teenagers. Like teenager aliens and stuff. It wouldn't be adult aliens. Because adult aliens are like, oh, you know, we're going to sit around. Teenager aliens would be like, let's go mess around on Earth. Let's grab a homophobe and stick something up his butt cheeks. And then throw him back down to Earth. And then, drive back up. You know, because it's always like, they grabbed me from the fields. And then they probed me. Yeah. So
they
is
put,
that. What
they
do
put
they...
both hands on the table. And then the alien started thrusting.
Yeah, what does an alien care about your butt cheeks? The alien doesn't care
especially
about your butt
when
cheeks.
It's like a 500-pound woman in like Kansas.
Is it always a woman? I thought it was always a southern man who gets... probed in the butt cheeks.
I saw this. Alien. Yeah, I don't know.
They get sucked up.
Why are you
light.
So... yeah, how much fucking... was their electricity bill fucking marching your fat ass up in their fucking spaceship, you fucking sea cow? No one's trying to probe you.
That's what they do, man. They're like, oh, that's where I think it would be teenage aliens. They just...
Here's also I like talking about conspiracies. What I really like talking about... Okay, look, there's something that's going on with cars recently. Mm-hmm. I saw a billboard for a Ford car that goes like 105 miles per gallon. Also, I was reading other news stories of a Volkswagen that's putting out a car that gets like 260 miles per gallon. Like, it's like a plug-in hybrid kind of system. And it's like all these things are coming out at the same time. I think that they've had this technology for so much time, but the internet is forcing them to be honest about it because people are starting to think
it's
about it.
It's the internet, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Have you heard that thing about the reptilians?
Yeah.
You have? Everyone's heard that. It's like Lizard Man.
Yeah.
Like the dinosaur supposedly didn't die and they hid underground and then they evolved into Lizard Man.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, man. They're like, and they say, if you watch the news, sometimes they can't hold themselves all the time and they start turning back to reptilians. They said George Bush was a reptilian.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
Now he's a reptilian that paints now. He's like, I love painting.
I'm going to do tasteful nudes with my reptilian body.
But I see his videos and they're like, if you look slowly, you could see the face change into reptilian and change back.
Yeah. But you slow it down and it's like, I know a lot about, in working in post-production, about video artifacts and stuff and how like video pixelates and looks distorted at weird times. And they are like, fact, this is a forked tongue. And I'm like, no, that's kind of like a pixel breakdown. That's too blurry to really, unless it's in HD and then like, you know, horns grow out of George Bush and he's like, oh, God, God, God.
The
man,
footage is never good.
It.
The footage is never good. And I'm like, how the hell does the footage look like it's from My Funniest Videos or whatever, America's Funniest Videos? The footage always looks terrible.
Like, are people still walking around with VHS camcorders in today's civilization when fucking flip phones are HD?
Yeah.
Going, fact, the alien, you know, Obama's an alien. I want to see that shit in HD. I want him to, his head to spin four times.
Yeah.
Until you got that shit. Would you believe it, though, if Obama was just like, it's true, there's aliens, and he did a press conference about it? You know, would it take that?
If he did it, if he did it, like, okay, is he saying that we're going to see the aliens, or he's just saying there's aliens?
I don't know.
Well, it has to be, my opinion changes on which one you choose.
Okay, so yeah, I guess it's specific, but I don't know, it's weird. Speaking of different species and being exploited by reptiles for not being aggressive enough, wild monkeys watch fights to exploit losers for grooming.
So, sometimes you gotta make someone your bitch.
When monkeys fight, they just fight naturally. They kind of see who the punk is. You know, I'm definitely the punk in.
Not with that Muay Thai. Now you're not punk on these streets. You're not punk on these streets, baby. I'm telling you.
If we were monkeys in that Muay Thai thing, everyone would make me like groom like fleas out their balls. You know, that's what this news story is saying. So that the monkeys who get loose fights always have to groom like the tougher monkeys. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I saw something, like a documentary on that, and they're saying, like, how all these, the alpha male monkeys got, like, a disease and they died off, and then it became, like, a nurturing society between the monkeys and stuff like that, the females and the males, and if an aggressive one came into the group, they would let him join, but they would teach him, like, hey, don't be aggressive in this group, so there's, like, a loving, nurturing
monkey
group.
Love.
I was like, wow, man, it really changes. It's like they got the bullies, they cut them off, and then it was like a nice, like, zen monkey.
Is this love for me to keep? I felt love balls deep.
One more news story. Russian grave robber dresses up at least 29 female corpses as teddy bears and dolls. So this guy, there's a picture of him. His name is Anthony Moskovilka. He's like in his 40s. He's like 45. And he had his mom over. And then she's like, wait a minute. What's with all these, like, you know, weird doll-looking things? 29 of them. I'm sure they smelled to fucking high heaven. And then he's clearly insane. That's
so
a
his
weird
mom,
way.
His mom didn't notice that they were dead women at first?
The pictures are so creepy. Because it's like their face will be a teddy bear, and then it'll be like quilted arms and then tights for their legs.
Oh,
and it's fucking crazy. And then there's like this Russian like police tape warning over the photograph, so they look really surreptitious. You know?
Wow, man.
So anyway, check out some teddy bears dressed up. But he wasn't a murderer. He just dug up the corpses, you know? So anyway.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, people do some crazy things, man. So he dug up the corpses, then he dressed them up. So obviously he's like, okay, when I get these corpses. And then he invited his mom, or he wanted his mom to see this. So maybe that had something to do with it, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like, oh, I want my mom to see that I'm rolling in hoes.
Yo, check it out.
Yeah,
I got all these hobbies.
Chicks.
You always say never have hobbies or women around.
Yeah.
Look, two birds, one stone, Ma.
29. You can't dig up 29 bodies in one day. You can't. There's no way. He doesn't have the Muay Thai body. Even if he does, I don't think he can get 29 bodies dug up. Okay, so that's a whole affair. Okay, so he had to go out shopping for the clothes. Hopefully he did it before dug up the bodies. Then you had to dig up bodies and then hide the evidence, dig up some more bodies, hide the evidence. He got to 29. Then he invited his mom over for dinner to see this.
Here's the thing. Now the picture,
like, that's a lot of work. You, with that much time, he could have graduated med school.
Yeah.
All right, with that much work.
Dude,
and that
he's
effort.
A doctor of dressing up corpses as teddy bears. You know how much hours he logged? Fucking surgeons don't log the kind of hours and the patchwork he did of putting a teddy bear in a dead girl's face.
Overtime, too. Yeah. You know he'd be good at cutting up bodies in the medical, pulling out cancer and stuff, because he's like, nothing grosses me out.
Yeah, but it's like an idle mind, just, you know, without much education, is just left to his own teddy bear making devices, you know?
Yeah, man. I knew a buddy who worked with dead bodies. He used to clean them and stuff.
Yeah.
And they didn't let him clean women's bodies because they caught him one time trying to have sex with it.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious, man. No pun intended.
dead people. I'm dead serious. Because you're, dead. That's why the baby the beatbox. And the beatboxing. But one of them was like, the body was just like kind of on the couch, and another was just like a body on the bed. And I was wondering, like, if she walked in, it was like, these are my friends. And it was like, you know.
Well, he was kind to the bodies, too. So he's definitely a presentation.
Yeah,
His mom, I definitely think
it was,
so.
But the pictures had,
they're dressed up.
There was like a stack of newspapers next to the body, so he wasn't that worried about a presentation. But anyway, check out these pictures. They are the creepiest shit ever. They will haunt your nightmares. Check them out.
Oh, my gosh. I like how you're like telling me they're going to haunt me forever, and then you tell me I should look at them. Like, I don't want to look at them now. It's like when I went to Colombia, and this dude invited me to go see chickens fight, and then this Australian dude, Jay, that I was hanging out with, he's like, you don't want to go, man. He's like, I went, and he's like, I can't eat chicken now. I have nightmares about that. I can't get that out of my head. He said it's disgusting, and I was like, oh my God. But then again, I watch MMA, and those guys like plow each other in the face till they're bleeding. So
I love the UFC.
I don't know. I don't eat humans, so.
if two consenting people, I think it's the consenting. The chickens can't consent to
a fight. I'd want to see a cow fight. Like another cow, you know what I mean? Like
bulls, you know.
Oh, bulls, yeah.
Cows
don't
really do much.
No, they don't. They got that good ass sweet nectar that comes out from below.
So anything else you want to say about your friend trying to fuck a corpse? Like, how did they find him?
Well, because it was a family business. And he told me about it. Like, so his parents caught him. They own the thing. They're not going to turn him in. So they just told him, hey, you can't do that.
So his parents found him trying to fuck
a chick corpse. Because he went to school for to be a doctor and stuff like that, but he wasn't that great at it. So he kind of left school and just went to the family business.
Yeah.
But they used to work with dead bodies there, too. And he told me how one time he shoved a pen into the dead body's ass when the teacher wasn't looking. And he couldn't get he pulled the pen, but you know how when you pull it and the tube just gets stuck with the ink? That got stuck, so he pulled it off, so the cap thingy came off, but just the small, thin tube was stuck in the ass, and he couldn't get it out. And, like, the bell rang, and he's like, oh, so he just left it there. He left it in that thing's ass. And he got called into the classroom later on, and the teacher's like, hey, someone said that you may have been the one who stuck the pen in the corpse's ass. Uh-huh. I don't think they said like that, but
they just broke it down.
Yeah. And he's like, are you serious? You think I would do that? No. He's like, I would never defile another man's ass.
that's why, because it was a man's ass. So that's,
but it was like, I was like, I didn't believe him because he was gay. I was like, you defiled a lot of man's asses before.
Eddie beatboxing? All right, so we've talked about necrophilia, we've talked about the Illuminati, the alien overlords that haunt us all. So, pretty good podcast overall. We covered a lot of ground frantically. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
You got some dates coming up. You'll be at Flappers July 24th, 7 p.m. You'll be at the Daily Grind July 25th, 8 p.m. And which is in Nevada, Fallon, Nevada. And then Vegas, you'll be at the Fun Factory July 26th, 9 p.m. Go and see him. Get on the social networks, people.
Thank
He's viral. And I'm talking about his love life. This is... Oh, wait. I got a date. I'm playing the Flappers main room for the first time. July 30th, 10 p.m. It's a Tuesday. That's how you know I'm laying it down on a Tuesday. I don't care. I'm going for broke. I'm going to say weird shit. I'm going to break down I only got 5 minutes, but I'm going to break it all down for you people. So that's another episode of Highway Diaries in the motherfucking can. Later.